Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. Can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your mic.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Grace, Father, and thank God for this day, for the hour, to be blessed by the
the power, your might, and the will of God on today, Father. And Lord, just have your way, Father. And we go forth in your word this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. There's a word today in the house on today, Father. A word of praise, a word of thanksgiving, a word of grace, and a word of clarity, a word of power on this hour, Father, for the woman of God. Amen.
Amen.
We're praying for this mighty word of God on this hour, such a time as this.
Amen.
Are you ready to bring forth the word?
We are ready. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We thank God for you being with us. I am Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and I will be bringing forth the word tonight. And God has laid on my heart and in my spirit a message, and the title is About the Father's Business.
Amen.
About the Father's Business. So, and I have, we're going to just peruse through the Word of God as the Holy Spirit has given guidance. So if you have your Bible and pen and paper, then we're going to get ready to get started in supping in this Word. Well, first of all, about the Father's Business. Many fathers pass down family businesses from generation to generation. For example, Alice, Rob, and Jim Walton, they knew from childhood that they were destined to be about their father's billion-dollar business of Walmart. Mickey and Sharon Arison, children of the late Ted Arison, who is the founder of the billion-dollar conglomerate Carnival Cruise Line, they knew that they, too, would be about their father's business. Travis Knight, son of co-founder Phil Knight, will soon take on his father's position at the $88 billion Nike Corporation, continuing the legacy and being about his father's business. Tonight, I want to talk with you about your legacy, your calling. If you are a child of the Most High God, of the necessity it is to be about your heavenly father's business. Let's go ahead and turn to our scripture text for the lesson. And if you would turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 50. That is, again, Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 50. We're going to talk about being about the Father's business. This passage starts out, and it's talking about the boy Jesus. It says, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, we're talking about Jesus, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it, but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days, can you imagine your child being missing for 3 days? They found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them, and he was asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. But now child, remember, but 12 years old. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And Jesus replied, and he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. We're talking about being about the father's business. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, recognized even at an early age of 12 years old that he had a call on his life. He recognized that he had a divine purpose that must be fulfilled. That's why he told Mary and Joseph that he must be about his father's business. According to David Jeremiah, and he elaborates a little further here, he says, just to give you some idea of the setting that we're referring to, leaving Jesus behind was not an act of negligence by Jesus' parents. Most entourages to the Passover feast went by caravan, with the women and children traveling ahead because they had to go slower, and the men following behind. If the journey lasted more than a day, the travelers would agree on stopping, would agree on a stopping place, and then set up camp for the night. At that gathering point, at the end of the first day, is probably when Mary and Joseph realized that Jesus was not with either of them. During the Passover, the Jewish religious leaders, i.e. the teachers, would come out of the terrace of the temple, sit in a circle on the floor, and discuss matters of the law, Jewish theology, and worship. Guests could become a part of the discussion if they could hold their own. By the time Jewish boys were 5 years old, think about how early they began training their children in the Word of God. By the time in Jewish custom, by the time Jewish boys were 5 years old, they would have begun to read the scriptures aloud, including Leviticus, the book of ceremonial laws that explain how devout Jews should perform their various religious observances. By the age of 12, they knew the Psalms and were instructed in the basics of Hebrew law and history. Jesus' understanding, the ability to integrate and articulate a diversity of information, however, was extraordinary. Although Joseph apparently held his tongue, Mary reacted emotionally, as sometimes we mothers do, calling attention to the distress Jesus had caused them. His parents did not fully understand Jesus' meaning. When you are called to do a work for the Lord, I'm going to pause right here and interject. Sometimes you will have family members that will not fully understand the call that's upon your life. It says his parents did not fully understand Jesus' meaning. But these first recorded words of his established, that he knew his divine identity, the Son of God, and purpose to be concerned with his heavenly Father's business. Do you have a divine call on your life? Whether you are called into an office of the fivefold ministry, such as an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, or if you are a Christian, a child of the Most High God, God has a plan for your life. And that plan is in some way connected. First Samuel chapter 15. We're talking about being about the Father's business. The last time that we met and was on the broadcast, Pastor Jasper was in 1 Samuel chapter 16, in which he was talking about the prophet Samuel going to anoint to the house to anoint one of Jesse's sons. Well, this chapter kind of precedes what took place prior to Samuel going to the house of Jesse. We're talking about here again, 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I am in the King James Version. Samuel was a prophet that from a child was about the business of his heavenly father. I'll let you read 1 Samuel, back in 1 Samuel in the very beginning, the first few chapters. Chapter 4 confirms by saying, so Samuel, 1 Samuel 4:19 says, so Samuel grew and in the Lord, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. That confirms that Samuel was a child of the Most High God, and even as a child, Samuel was about the father's business. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, God has appointed King Saul, a king over Israel, that was granted by God's permissive will, not his perfect will, but granted by God's permissive will as an answer to the cry of the people. Saul was a king that, though appointed by God, began to let pride and selfish gain and the influence of people sway him from being about his father's business. Now, you have two men here. One, Samuel, a prophet. Two, Saul, a king. One that was committed, Samuel, to being about the father's business. And two, one that should have been about the father's business, but he began to let pride and selfish gain and influence of the people sway him. How many of you know that pride comes before the fall? The chapter opens with Samuel speaking to Saul. God gave Saul a mission. God gave Saul specific instructions to follow. Samuel, here we are. 1 Samuel 15, verse 1. And it reads, follow along. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. That's one of the first things Saul told him. Samuel told Saul, hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Verse 2, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember what Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, and when he came up from Egypt. Now go, here's an instruction, specific instruction. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telem, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur. that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive. Let me repeat that, because this is relevant. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Remember what God told Saul to do. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatling, and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, ha, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he is turned back from following me, and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place, and it is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Ha. In other words, you telling me that you did what God commanded you to do, and right in the distance I can hear the bleating of the sheep that you took and the lowing of the oxen? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. God didn't tell him to do that. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, stay on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners and the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord? Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have bought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil. He's blaming the people. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion, hear what the word of God says, saints. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and adultery. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And Saul Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people, and obeyed their voice. My God, now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle and rent it. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord has rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and has given to it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then Samuel said, bring ye hither me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag into pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. Samuel actually did what Saul was supposed to do, what God had commanded Saul to do. Then Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went up into his house to Gibeah. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. When God gives us a mission to accomplish, when there is a task that God has given us to complete, we are called to be about the Father's business. And there are three divine measures I want to share that is a process that must be followed in order to see the manifestation of God's blessings. The first is, one, you must consider the means. M-E-A-N-S. Consider the means. Number two, adhere to the method. And number three, then see the manifestation of the miracle. Let me repeat that. There is a process. When you have a call of God on your life or a task that God has called you to do, these are three divine steps that you should follow. One, consider the means. Two, adhere to the method. And three, see the manifestation of the miracle. Let's talk about considering the means. This process is outlined also throughout the Bible, that God gives whomever God has given a task or a mission to complete. Same process with Noah and the ark. God gave specific instructions. Same process when God called Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. God gave specific instructions. Same process God gave to Moses. God gave specific instructions. Jeremiah, likewise. And so it was with Jesus Christ. It is also the same with you and me. Has God given you a task to complete? First, let's consider the means. The means, divine instructions, are initiated by God through the Holy Spirit. God gives divine instructions that are initiated by God through the Holy Spirit. In verse 1, it said, hearken unto the voice of the Lord. You must ask yourself, are you listening to the voice of man, or are you following the voice of God? Proverbs 14 and 12 tells us that there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that way leads to death and destruction. Consider the means. The Lord also tells us that my sheep hear my voice. John 10 and 27. My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. We also must take time. If you're going to consider the means, you must take time to get into the study of God's word. God will speak to you through his word. God's call is always, hear what I'm telling you, saints, God's call is always sustained by scripture. God will speak through his word, and he will not be silent. All you have to do is get into God's presence and take time to study in his word. Consider the means. Lastly, God patiently does whatever is necessary to bring us to the place of surrender to our call. However long it takes, God will do what is necessary if you trust him to bring you to the place of surrender to his call. Does God have a call on your life? Consider the means. In every divine call, God is the means. God will confirm his word and his purpose for our lives. Number one, consider the means. Next, adhere to the method. God gives specific instructions that must be followed. The instructions of the Lord must be followed specifically. They must be followed precisely. They must be followed with close attention being given to God's divine detailed instructions. God told Saul, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not. Dr. David Jeremiah shares that the command to utterly destroy the enemy was reserved for nations that rebelled against all things holy. God knew what he was doing. God knew what he meant when he told Saul to go in and utterly destroy and smite the Amalekites and all that they have and spare them not. They were an unholy and ungodly people. When God says, give the command to utterly destroy the enemy, this was a command reserved for, again, for nations that rebelled against all things that were holy. This was God's most severe judgment, and it stopped the spread of pagan practices amongst God's chosen people. Some scriptures that help to support that, jot these down. Deuteronomy 20, verses 16 and 17. Joshua 6, verses 17 and 21. However, Saul spared Agag. Saul was disobedient. Saul did not follow God's divine instructions. He did not follow God's detailed instructions. However, Saul spared Agag and saved the best of the livestock and kept choice animals for his own selfish gain, and then lied about it. Saul claimed in verse 15, 12 through 21, that he had indeed performed the Lord's commandment. He had not. Then Samuel confronted him, and he put the blame on the people for his own disobedience. He did not accept the responsibility of his disobedience. Partial obedience is just another form of disobedience. Let me repeat that. Partial obedience is just another form of disobedience. And how many of you know that obedience, as it says in Samuel 15, again, is better than sacrifice? When you have a call of God on your life, pay close attention to carry out all of God's detailed instructions. Don't compromise. Don't interject your own will, nor be swayed by the influence of man.
Amen.
Adhere to the message. Lastly, after you consider the means, knowing that beyond any doubt you have heard from your Heavenly Father, passionately pursue your divine calling, knowing that God is with you, God is in you, and God is for you. Adhere to the message without veering to the left nor to the right. Then you will have positioned yourself to receive the manifestations of the miracle. The Word of God tells us in Galatians 6:9, we are not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Philippians 1:6 further confirms that being confident of this, that he who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Yep.
Where the Word of God also tells us that verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works. You want to see the manifestations of God's miracle? You want to be able to do the greater work? Follow the calling that God has on your life.
Amen.
Follow his detailed instructions. Hear his voice, and you will do the greater works, it says, than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So, too, at the time there is a remnant. We are the remnant that are chosen by grace. We are the remnant. As Pastor Jay asked last week, is there another? Oh, yes, we are the another. Chosen for a time such as this, to walk boldly and courageously in our calling, called to the greater work, to advance the kingdom of God. We must be about our Father's business. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that powerful, powerful word. Amen. I mean, to God be all the glory. I say thank God for the word from Pastor Thomas about the Father's business. Amen. Are you about the Father's business on today? Amen.
Amen.
I have a call upon your life, and then you would not deviate from it at all. You would do what God has called the command upon you to do. Amen. It's so important to know God's divine order and God's divine purpose for one's life. Amen. And then this life journey that God called us to do, to be partaker of. Amen. Of that heavenly calling. And also, you need to know that God said, walking in Christ is a purpose for all that. It's to be Christ-like. It's very important.
Amen.
It's a disciple, being an ambassador for Christ, not to walk in the thing that God called for man to be in your life, to not only to decree it, but to declare and proclaim it in your life. Amen. God wants that to bring forth a mighty work and bring forth a mighty fruit, the sign of one shall follow believer. You believe in Christ, but you're born again, feel his spirit. God's a sign of wonder, should Father believe in greater work that you should do. Jesus said, greater work that you should do for the kingdom of God. Amen. And he said, it's a house of prayer. So you got some things to do, saying, we got some work to do. And you got to be about our Father's business. Amen. And all things.
Amen.
And also be about our Father's business. You know, time to play and mess around. Amen.
Amen.
You know, time
praise
to,
God.
To wonder and second guess anything that God said, do it.
Amen. Amen. And be diligent about doing the work of God. Be passionate about doing the work of God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is still issuing out commands, issuing out the things that we are to do to advance his kingdom here in the earth for a time such as this.
Jesus soon will come.
And absolutely. Praise God. Jesus Christ is soon to return. And as he returns, he's coming back, church, for a church without spot or wrinkle. We must be about the Father's business. We cannot allow ourselves, the Word of God says that even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. We cannot allow ourselves to be influenced by the things of God, influenced by the things of world to distract us from our purpose and our calling in the Lord.
Amen.
We are the salt of the earth. We must continue to show forth our savor.
Yes.
We are the light of the world. We must continue to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven.
Amen.
We are that remnant that is called for a time such as this to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Praise God.
We are the holy nation.
Amen.
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 He died for you and for I. You might do the matter where he calls commands to do it, amen?
Yes.
Children of the Most High God.
Yes.
It's enough work
yes.
for everyone.
Yes.
It's
yes,
enough work
it
for
is.
Everybody. Your soul got here for you. Need to
amen.
Save.
The harvest is plentiful.
Yes.
But the laborers
are
few.
Amen.
And you are called to labor in the vineyard
yes.
of the Lord. It's
enough work for everybody.
It's enough work for
yes.
everybody.
Amen.
When we need to let this dying world know that we serve a living, risen Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he
sure.
is King of kings and Lord of lords. At this time, we're going to go ahead and open the line. If you would like to comment about tonight's word, if the word resonated in your spirit and there is any comments that you would like to share with our listening audience, please go ahead and just press 1 on your dial pad. And I will call the last 4 digits of your phone number, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah and praise the name of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Do we have one?
God be all the glory.
We thank God for his word and his anointing power. We thank God that as God has called each of us to his work for a time such as this.
Amen.
If he calls you to it, even if the enemy tries to rear his head,
mm-hmm.
don't you know that if God calls you to it, he will bring you through it. God is in you. God is for you. God is with you. And when you have God in you, and when you have God for you,
yes.
and when you have God with you, that's all that you need to do everything that he's called forth for you to do.
You say, upon this rock, I build my church.
Amen.
And gates of hell should not prevail against it.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. As I was going through this studying to prepare for this word, I began to think about how relevant it was as Saul went forth to do and to do what he thought he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he sincerely thought he was doing the will of God. And he thought, as he said, that, oh, yes, I did God's will. But no, he did not recognize fully that he did not do God's will because he did not follow God's divine instructions. We have so many, unfortunately, in this day and time ministry where we allow those that are in leadership allow pride and selfishness
mm-hmm.
and the I-ism. We don't need to speak the words of Jasper. We don't need to speak the words of conscience. We need to be that vessel that the Lord has it speaks through, praise God. The vessel that the Lord allows his anointing to fall upon and his words to go through, because his people need to hear his words. They don't need to hear our words. So we thank God again for his anointing power, and we give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah to his name.
The only one who's done for Christ is last.
Amen.
You know what I do, my wife does, the only one done for Christ is last.
Amen. It is only what is done for Christ that will last. That will last. Do we have any testimonies? Do we have any prayer requests? Anyone, any comments? Anyone want to share the goodness of God in their life? We have right at about another 13 minutes left in the broadcast. So you have an opportunity if you would like to be able to share with our audience.
Amen. It's power in your testimony, amen.
Amen.
You have encouraged someone else.
Yes, praise God.
Message to someone else, amen.
Praise God, praise God. The word of God say, and they were won by your testimony.
The power of your testimony.
The power of your testimony. We just love the Lord tonight, and we give him all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank God for his word. We thank God for you and that you take the time to come and dial in and share with us, because there is unity and there is power and there's anointing in the word of God. And those that come together, the word of God tells us also not to forsake the assembling of yourselves with other believers.
Amen.
This allows for the assembling of those that are believers in Jesus Christ, as well as those that are seeking Christ. We certainly recognize that, praise God, this is an opportunity. If there are any that don't know the Lord as Lord and Savior of their life, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this does not apply to you. God will only call those that belong to him. He will only bring a call to those that have given their lives to the Lord, because they're the ones that will be able to carry out the work of the Lord. So if you don't know the Lord as Lord and Savior of your life, Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and we believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, then you are saved. And so if you are there on this broadcast line and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, if you just do say this simple prayer, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, and ask you to come into my life. I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that the Lord Jesus is the Son of the living God. And as he is the Son of the living God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life for the rest of my life, and I will serve you. If you prayed that simple prayer, you are now saved. You are now a part of the body of Christ, and we welcome you as a sister and our brother in the Lord. Praise God. The word of God tells us that even the angels of heaven stand and rejoice at but one soul being saved. So the angels of heaven have now looked down over the bowels of heaven, and they are rejoicing at the salvation of even one soul. We give God all the praise. We give God all the praise. Praise God.
What a mercy, what a grace of God.
Hallelujah.
You never run dry. Never run dry.
Amen. 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 We thank God for his grace. are renewed each and every day. Aren't you so thankful that God, he doesn't give us yesterday's mercies. He doesn't give us anything all warmed over. Oh, he gives us brand new mercies. Praise God, brand new mercies that you woke up this morning with June the 17th, 2019 mercy.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise God. We thank God. We give him all the praise as we also, too, would like to share. If you are in the Stockbridge area and you would like to join us for worship, please do so at the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle at 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. The service times are Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10:45 a.m., Wednesday midweek Bible study at 12 noon and 7 p.m., Also, too, if you'd like to connect with New Season Ministries International, we would welcome you and welcome your support, even welcome your financial support. You will be able to connect with us at New Season Ministries, P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. Also, we have an email that you can connect with us at newseasonsaasonintl for international at yahoo.com. We give God all the praise, we give him all the honor, and we give him all the glory. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. Each of you and your families, go forth this week, and the blessing of the Lord abound with you. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Good night.
Our God, God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wings, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Bye. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know.